the Steve Cochran Show. Cochran Show.
Happy Friday, 9:13, make it 9:14 now. My daughter Amy Cochran will join us in just a second. Autism Awareness Month ends on April 30th, but the awareness of autism became even, a more stark thing this week when we found out that the statistics for autism being a diagnosis in kids has gone up again. We don't know why. We just know that we have to have the proper resources in place to help. And very proud of Amy because she is one of these fine resources. Hello, Amy Cochran.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the show. I know you've had many offers.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yes. Tell everybody the name of your company.
I work for Autism Home Support Services. We provide both in-home and center-based ABA services, as well as some speech therapy services in our centers.
And what is ABA therapy?
ABA therapy stands for Applied Behavior Analysis. It is the it's a scientific approach, one of the main accepted treatments. That might not be the best word, but treatments for children with autism. Through ABA, we look to increase communication, social skills, life skills, learning skills, coping skills, reduce behavior reduction, and all to help students achieve their greatest potential.
Right, and also I know you work with parents as well to help them. And she does this, as do her therapists and her colleagues at Autism Home Support, and for folks who also do ABA in the house. So you go into these folks' houses and you work with the kids one on one. Is it more relaxing for the kids in some way if you're doing it in their own home? Is that part of the science?
I think so. I mean, ABA is definitely used in school settings, too. I think in home you get to really make a great impact, not only for the child, but for the family as well. Just to, get them fully integrated into the community, allow them to do what they need to do in their daily lives. Things like that.
AutismHomeSupport.com is the website. There's lots of resources there. And even though Autism Awareness Month is about up, there's a 30 things to do this month that applies, frankly, every day of the year. Andrea, say hi to Amy.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Amy, I saw a really cool article. It was out of Washington, D.C. 2 days ago, and it was talking about music therapy and how music therapy is now used to as kind of a treatment, if you will, or kind of more soothing. Are you using any of that, or have you heard about that?
That's kind of outside the scope of what we do. There's definitely various therapies out there, and ABA definitely tries to work with the other services that children might be receiving. But BCBAs, which is what I am, a board certified behavior analyst, we stick to behavioral therapy because that's what we know, and then we obviously look to collaborate with other providers as well.
I know the answer to this question, but let's pretend I don't know you. This is Amy Cochran. I don't know if you know our guest. Why do you do this? And for other folks like you, because you know how proud I am of you. And I gave up the fact that I know her. But why do this as a job? I mean, you have a degree and skills in this area. You could do other jobs. Why is this important to you?
That's a very good question. I know you talk a lot about Uncle Mickey. He's definitely a big inspiration for why I do what I do.
That's your uncle and my brother. It's my special needs brother is a couple of years older than your uncle.
Right, yes. These kids are just, they're amazing. They're some of the most kind kids that they're very great judges of character, and just to help them, like I said, achieve their greatest potential is just really rewarding and awesome. You know, I never thought going into this that I wanted to do a touchdown dance, you know, when kids put, you know, a three-word, four-word, five-word sentence together, you know, it's all that stuff is huge, and, you know, they start learning new skills, and then it generalizes to other skills, and you know, I've been lucky to work with some kids who get to a point where they no longer need our services, and that's amazing, too. So,
well, it takes a tremendous amount of patience, and everybody that does what you do and everybody in the field working with folks with and kids with autism, it's an amazing stuff. Andrea?
And Amy, what else can we do to get involved and to help out? I know there's some there's a couple of walks. There's a big one downtown, too, as well. Is that the best way to get involved?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Autism Home Support will be at both the North Shore Walk and the Chicago Walk put up by Autism Speaks. We'll have tables and booths there that you can get information on the resources and services that we have and that we offer. Something else that's been in the news a lot recently is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois is cutting back on how much they pay for our services, and they are the main provider of ABA services in Illinois. So there is also a site, I just read it down.
I think I've got it here.
Blue.
Get through to blue.com, I think, right?
Right, yes, where you can kind of sign a petition and voice your support, because each year, insurance requirements change, and unfortunately, they tend to make it more difficult for clients to receive our services, and I've seen the impact firsthand that that has on our clients. And with Blue Cross Blue Shield being the biggest provider, you know, other providers might follow suit and cut back on the services.
Can't have it. Can't have it.
Allow us.
Can't have it, and you need to let your elected reps know about this as well. Dr. Most has said this many, many times. You can pay me now or you can pay me later. And early intervention is key, and a steady, continued intervention is vitally important. And we know ABA therapy works. Since we know it works and we know the statistics are going up and we have more kids being diagnosed with this, it's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Blue Cross Blue Shield, I understand it's a business, but you got to find the money elsewhere. What is it again? Get through to blue.
Get through to blue.com. And something really cool that Autism Home Support is doing, we were recently acquired by Invo, who works... it's a healthcare company with over 25 years of experience, both in school-based early interventions. We have OTs, PTs, speech therapists, and something now that we're a part of their company that who has you know, really great resources. We are doing some research, gathering some data on just how beneficial our services are to help.
Well, that makes sense, and that helps sell it to the legislators and the insurance companies and the folks that make the rules. What's the company called? Invo?
Invo, I-N-V-O.
All right.
And the skyline is still blue.
Yes.
And will continue to be.
Right, because it's autism Autism Awareness Month, but it goes on every single day. All right, well, listen, great job by you, and we'll give you the same guest fee we give all guests. Thanks for coming on, but thanks for doing what you do every day, and I love you, and give them the website one more time.
It's autismhomesupport.com. There's a number, or there's a... easy way for you to get in contact with us, and a lot of really cool resources, you know, including other services that are out there that you might be interested in.
Great job. Thank you.
Very nice. You should take her to dinner.
Thank you.
That's Amy Cochran.
Take her to dinner anywhere she wants to go.
I got to be honest with you. I like Hamp. I like Stone. She's my favorite guest. Yeah.